Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. I'm excited about today's episode. I got my man Dave with me. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Feels good to be back. I'm nice and healthy. Glad I was able to put out that video for Brandon Miller yesterday. But, you know, today's the day. How you feeling today?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to the show. If y'all, you notice, I changed my little back, you know, change my background. I like the beam. Change my background right here. But, hey, our bro Tomo, he's not able to make it today, all right? But he will be here tomorrow, God willing, all right? So, hey, take your business, Tomo. We'll see you tomorrow. But we're going to have a great show today. We got a lot of topics to go over in this short period of time, all right? And we're going to kick over with something that's been the talk of the whole weekend. But before we do that, make sure y'all like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share this video with somebody that you guys know so they can come on watch live with us. Over the weekend, well, on Friday, y'all saw it live. We went over 500 subscribers right on Friday. So appreciate everybody who subscribed thus far and people that will subscribe in the future. Also, use that comment section. We can see all the comments you guys will be putting down throughout the show. We want you guys to be involved. Like I said, we're going to put them on the screen, and we will be responding to them. So, Dave, also I want you to talk about those Instagram chats that we have.
All right, so the IG test we got NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, boxing, college basketball, and college football. And the WNBA is pretty much mixed in with the NBA. It hasn't been too much talk about the WNBA yet because, you know, we had a little bit of free agency moves. And someone we know actually got signed to Seattle. But, you know, we got some other it's been more NBA topics than anything else. So that's pretty much the heavy thing about it. But the biggest chat is the Refuse to Lose chat. That's where people who come on a show actually are able to get into that chat. But you have to be active in the comment section and active in the other chats in order to get in that and also come on the show. But we talk about multiple things in that chat. But in all the other chats, we give updates on everything. Like I said, I put out a video yesterday for the Brandon Miller situation. That was something that we didn't touch on yet. So I was able to put that out yesterday. But we have, and I also said yesterday that we're going to be talking about the John Morant situation. So that's something that we're going to be talking about today. It's one of the few things we're going to be talking about. But updates like today, we just found out that one of the former Magic, Orlando Magic players has been sentenced to 18 to 42 years for second degree murder. So all those kind of news, we put that in all those chats, whether it's baseball, ooh, boxing, doesn't matter what it is, we put all that stuff out. Shout out to John Jones who came back, got into heavyweight and actually won that within like 90 seconds. That was a crazy fight. So we talk about those things in those chats and Refuse to Lose. We talk about everything. We have debates. We talk about everything in that chat. So if you want to join those chats, put your IG name in the comment section or follow the ticker that we have down low and just let us know which one you want to join.
Yes, sir. And we're also on all, I'm supposed to put it on the ticket, but I didn't yet. We're also on all podcast platforms. So you want to listen to us in your car, or if you can't watch us on YouTube, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, yep, et cetera, right? So we are also on all major platforms with podcasts. And enjoy the rest of the show. So our first topic, we're going to talk about John Morant. John Morant is in a bit of a trouble right now. He's facing the definite suspension right now. He's away from the team. He was caught. Well, he already had accusations against him. We talked about this last week. You were here. We talked about this last week with the two incidents that happened in Memphis. And then this happens. They lose to Denver, lost to Denver, and he's found on IG Live waving a pistol. So he has the NBA suspended him for, I think, two games at first, and then now they're saying it's an indefinite suspension. He's going to be away from the team. That's what his coach said. And we're going to talk about that. So here's my take on it. So first, I want to commend John Morant and his party for coming out and taking responsibility of his actions, saying that he's going to seek help and stuff like that. Now, obviously, we're going to hear more from John Morant, but he released a statement immediately. And I thought that was very good. He didn't wait. People didn't speculate. Came out and said something. So I commend him on that. Now, I know you're going to touch on Colorado police is actually investigating also the situation because they're wondering how did the gun get to Colorado? Did he bring it on a plane and stuff like that? So not only the NBA is investigating, the police are in Colorado. So there was Steven Adams. Steven Adams held a meeting with the team, all right? And he talked about them being more disciplined on the road. I don't know if y'all noticed, Memphis has a bad record on the road. They are 12 and 20 on the road. So it's a young team, and when you're going from state to state, you meet up with guys after the game or before the game that you know from the area. It could be famous people. It could be people you knew growing up, little stuff like that. You can easily get distracted. That's what it seemed like was going on. So Steven Adams addressed the team about being disciplined on the road and basically not going out every time you're on the road. And they said that that message was basically directed to John Morant. So my advice is this. I mentioned this already last week. First of all, John Morant, all right? Like I said, commend you for saying what you said. And it happened, leave it alone. Move forward. I get it. Let's talk about moving forward. You got, they dropped Kyrie Irving, Nike, and they picked you up. All right? So you want to maintain that contract with Nike, because that's generational wealth right there. You also got a contract that's kicking in to get paid over $200 million with the Grizzlies next year. So you don't want to mess that up, John Morant. All right? You also, which I think is one of the biggest things, Powerade signs you to be the face of their brand.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you have you've been in a great situation that you put yourself in. Not saying that it was brought to you or it was given to you. You put yourself in the situation to get these deals. And there were talks coming into the season. Is John Morant the new face of the NBA? People love seeing your face. People love seeing you play. You are a high flyer. You are so exciting to play. So exciting to watch. So you are the potential face of the NBA. So all that in your hands, and it comes down to your company, the people you hang around. I said it last week, David. Whoever his quote-unquote friends are, need to step up. John Morant to figure out who is his real friends and who are not. So if John Morant was my friend in the NBA, and we out partying, which is cool, we chilling, you get on IG Live, he's out waving the gun. I'm like, whoa, John, what are you doing? I'm going to step in there because I got to protect John Morant. He's a ticket. He's the money guy. He's the guy that's going to help all of us. Why do we want to ruin? Why do we want to help him ruin his career? We want to stop him from ruining his career, basically.
Facts.
Yeah, that's on the verge that's happening. They talk about him getting a serious punishment potentially from what's going on. And they're going to corrupt his NBA career, which is sad to say. And last but not least, as a father of four, you have a daughter. You have a child. You have a child that's going to hear the news, watch all this stuff. All right? Thank you. Thank you, Tomo. Shout out to Tomo. Shout out the background. Appreciate it. All right? But that's all I got to say. My thing is, Ja, listen, man. Find out who your real friends are, because you got leechers and you got friends. Leechers are people who are around because you got the money and they don't want to say nothing bad to you, quote unquote, because they don't want the leecher part to let go. But your true friends will tell you the truth and exactly what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So the floor is yours, Dave.
I definitely want to talk about the Colorado situation first, because he was in a Colorado nightclub where he was waving the gun on IG Live. Now, I actually went and saw the post, and I saw a lot of people were saying that it wasn't really a pistol, that it was a lighter, it was too small to be one. Look, I'm not here to say whether it was a gun or not. I wasn't there. I wasn't the one that saw him holding it like that. That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is the situation. Mm-hmm. You already have two allegations out there. You had one with the situation with the mall with your mom, where you and nine other people went to the mall to confront someone that worked there. Not only did you do that, you confronted the security guard there. Then you ask what time did the employee get off, which sounds like a threat. Sorry. Then after that, when you leave, you get into a confrontation with the police there. So that's bad. That's already bad. Then the situation with the 17-year-old about you playing basketball, you got upset and you punched him, then went home, got a gun, and then flashed it. Like, come on. Ja. Some decisions just don't make sense. For me, it's not about the legality of anything. Okay, it may be legal for you to be able to carry your gun. That does not mean you do the things that you do when you have it. It should be used for for protection. If that's what you have it for, it's for protection. Okay, I understand that you're an NBA player. Not only you're an NBA player, you're black, so you're going to get targeted. It's going to happen. I understand that. But like Joe said, you're a father. Mm-hmm. I'm a father of two. I have two young boys. I was born and raised in Southeast DC. I don't want that for my boys. I want to move them to a better zip code, put them in a better situation. If I have the opportunity, I'm going to make sure I do everything I can to not mess that up. Now, Ja, I would be happy to be in your situation. Now, I'm not saying that I'm better than you, but I just know, just me personally, I would have handled that a little differently. And you being one of the faces of the NBA, because of course you're not the face, but you're still one of the faces. You're one of the favorite players in the NBA. Those are some things that you just cannot do. Allen Iverson was one of those players. What was the stigma around Allen Iverson? They were saying that, you know, he was hanging around the wrong crowd. But people know when you met Allen Iverson, he was actually a really good dude. Now, Ja, that could be you too, but some things that you're doing is not showing that. And being on IG Live and having the gun, and another thing I want to say, I don't want anyone to think that, I don't want people to continue to keep saying that it's because of the music he's listening to. We listen to that music too. But we're not on our show waving weapons and all like that. So it's not the music.
We waving jerseys, man.
It's, come on, man. There are just some decisions that you have to make responsibly. There's some things that you're not supposed to do. First of all, as a father, as a man, and as a black man. There's already a stigma that comes around us when it comes to violence. You don't want to make that even worse. Being young, playing in Memphis, of course, Memphis has that stigma of being a grit team. You know, that's one thing. That's on the basketball court. You don't want to bring them outside because now they're thinking that you're a threat. And that's not something you want to carry around. So you got to make some smart decisions when it comes to that. And Ja, you just can't do these things. I do love the fact that you came out and made that statement. That's great. But you got to, from now on, these decisions you make matter. This could become a felony charge, whether you had a concealed carry or not. You are in the NBA. There's some things you can't do. First of all, you can't take a gun on a plane unless you're a military officer or some kind of federal officer. That's something you cannot do. So Colorado wants to know how you got it there, for one. And if you got it there during the plane, that's an issue with TSA. I know that because my brother works for TSA, who's been on the show. So that's going to be an issue with TSA. Another thing is the Colorado nightclub. How did it get into the club? Did he get checked properly for that? So that's another thing that needs to be thought about. Mm-hmm. So there's just some things that you cannot be doing. And again, I'm going to say this before, like I said before, I'm not here to say that you're a gangster or not. None of that matters to me. If you're about that life, you're about that life. It doesn't matter if you grew up in the hood, you grew up in the suburbs. I know somebody that grew up in the suburbs that's harder than somebody that grew up in the hood. To me, that does not matter. It's just being in your situation, you got to make better decisions. Mm-hmm. And Ja, I hope that you learn from this. I hope that you, whatever happens, that you change and become a better person outside of the basketball court. Because this is just something you cannot continue to do. Being the person that you are, being in the position that you're in, you just got to make better decisions.
Yeah, man. Let's pray that he does. And I'm like I said, he came out with a statement, which is a right step towards the right thing. So, yep. Ja, we rooting for you, bro. We want you to do great. You know, we want like you want a great path to greatness. Just keep being great, man, and stay out. And just make smart decisions. Make smart decisions, and the best way to do that, have smart decision makers around you.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Let's move on to football, man. To football. Derek Carr went to the Saints, signed. A lot of people thought he was going to the Jets, but he ended up with the Saints. Okay, so I thought it was a good move for him. I thought it was the best move for him, for real. He's linking back up with Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen was the head coach for the Raiders when he got drafted, basically. So it's some familiarity there. Also, I look at his situation. He could play in the Dome. That's a huge plus right there coming from Vegas. Vegas having good weather throughout the year, not worrying about the cold weather. New York Jets is like the opposite of that. And, you know, the Saints already have like a good team that needs a quarterback. They have the running back, Alvin Kamara. They got the receivers. I mean, the defense is pretty good. So Derek Carr stepping in compared to everybody else in that division, they are already the favorites to win the division because Derek Carr walked in. Look at the other quarterbacks in that division. I mean, come on, the Falcons, right? They're going to have a guy who haven't played a full season to start as a quarterback. The Buccaneers, same situation. Right, and then you got the Panthers. I mean, we don't know who the quarterback gonna be next year for the Panthers. So Derek Carr walking into that situation was the best situation for him, in my opinion. So I like the move. What about you?
Yeah, I like the move too. Shout out to Carl and Jamal, both of them pretty much said that he would go to the Saints, and this is exactly what happened. He went to the Saints. It's the best situation he could be in. Look at the weapons he got. He has Michael Thomas, one of the best receivers when he was healthy. Chris Olave, who had a really good season last year, and then you I'm not sure if Jarvis Landry is a restricted or unrestricted free agent, but you had Jarvis Landry.
He might come back.
Jarvis Landry, who was there, he might come back. So you got Jarvis Landry there. You have a really good tight end, and then of course you got Alvin Kamara. Now the only thing about that situation is you don't know if Alvin Kamara is going to be available for this season because he has a legal situation he has to deal with as well.
Because I think I got cleared away. If I'm not mistaken. I think we put that in the chat. I think they got cleared away. I think it did. So, can somebody fact check us on that in the chat?
Yeah. Please, somebody fact check that because I'm not 100% sure. But that's a situation that needs to be handled if it has not already been handled because it was shown that in the video that him and a few other guys had jumped somebody in the club. So, let's hope that if you have him available, then – I mean, you got the best team in the division, clearly, to me. Because you got the best defense in the division, and you got the weapons. And then, you like Joe said, you reunited with your head coach that drafted you. I mean, you can win that division. It's to be had. Tom Brady ain't there. And even if he was there, look at what happened last year. You still got a good chance. You're going up against Kyle Trask, who's the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now. And Desmond Ridder, who they drafted out of Cincinnati or Texas State, I can't remember, but it's one of those two. And then it could be P.J. Walker or Sam Darnold as the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, or Carl's favorite guy, Will Levis. It could be him too, because he's projected to be a first round pick, or it could be Anthony Richardson, who's also projected to be a first round pick. Who knows what the Panthers are going to do in the first round?
They'll be good with them because they're a good running team.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But who knows how it's going to be? But Derek Carr, you chose the best situation. To me, I thought it was better than the Jets because, I mean, if you go to the Jets, then you got a battle between the Dolphins and the Bills.
Exactly.
And so why not go to the better team in the easier division? Great job. And you got paid. So win-win.
The pros and cons to this situation, like obviously with the Saints team right now, they're not ready to win right now. I think the Jets team was better, in my opinion. Like all around on paper, I think they were better and they were younger. Cause they got, I think the defense from the Jets is better. They got a nice running back who got hurt early in the year, and they got the rookie of the year as receiver. So I thought that was a good situation. Also, the only thing is in New York. So pros and cons with New York. If you play bad, you're gonna get killed. Like you're gonna get destroyed. But if you play well, you're gonna get praised like crazy. You're gonna be on TV all the time. It is New York. It's a media destination. So maybe Derek Carr went to something that was more comfortable. Like I said, we said Dennis Allen is there, and the media is not really in New Orleans like it is in New York. So, but I thought New York would have been a good move. But like you said, that division is crazy. So. And it's like polar opposites. You went from the best division in the AFC East to the worst division. Right? The AFC is a better conference, and the NFC is a worse conference. So, like, he was smart in that regard. So
yeah, he was very smart. Then he went from playing the Chiefs, the Broncos, to playing the Panthers, the Falcons, and the Bucks. I mean, I would have chosen that as well. So great job, Derek.
Yeah, you got Dolphins, the Bills, the Patriots. I mean, then the AFC got the Bengals. Oh, my. So, let's go. All right, so our next topic, man, it was a showdown on Sunday. The Phoenix Suns versus the Dallas Mavericks. I watched that game from start to finish. It was so entertaining, so entertaining. So my feedback on this is this. Number one, Luka's body language in the first half was terrible. He wasn't really complaining at the refs. Now, listen, he gets fouled. And he don't even though he shot like 19 free throws, he gets fouled. He draws a lot of fouls that don't get called. It was one, the three shot at halftime, and Chris Paul smacked him right on his forearm and then called it, and Luka went crazy. I don't blame him. Like, he got smacked right in his arm. But when Luka misses a shot, turn the ball over, like something crazy happens when he don't do something good. Hanging his head and all that stuff. I understand that you want to be great, but body language is key, especially as a leader. Like, hanging your head all the time. I was getting frustrated watching them. I'm like, I'm not even rooting for y'all, but I'm not even for the Suns either. I don't like, I'm a key. Like the beam, right? We third seed. So we got to keep it this. I actually wanted y'all to win because the Suns got you keeping up on us. But he kept hanging his head. So that's one thing. Tim Hardaway Jr. In the first, so in this game, David, my thing was, I know Luka's going to give me what he going to give me. I know Kyrie is. I know Devin Booker is. And I know Kevin Durant is. My question is, what are the others going to do? That's what I want to know. Tim Hardaway Jr. came in the first half, right? Played great in the first half. Christian Wood played great in the second half. So that was the key. Now, Luka did miss that layup at the end, so that's why they really lost. Now, when it comes to the Suns, my issue with the Suns is this. First of all, Kevin Durant looks like he played with this team forever. All right. Kevin Durant is crazy. Kevin Durant is almost flawless. Kevin Durant, every time he got the ball, I felt like he was going to score. Like, Kevin Durant was incredible. I mean, incredible, David. Like, he was getting to his spots. Every shot he took was a good shot. He didn't really force. He did force 1-3, but and he missed. But I mean, it's Kevin Durant. He wasn't really forcing nothing. Now, my issue with them, they did win the game, David. They won the game. But this game should not have been that close. Devin Booker. All right. I know you were 15 for 25, which is pretty good percentage, above 50%. But KD was 13 for 17. KD had a mismatch all game. They had every defender they put on KD, he got him by like at least 4 inches. And Devin Booker was forcing so many shots. Chris Paul wasn't involved. DeAndre Ayton was involved. Now, you look at the stat line. Chris Paul had 7, like, I think he had, like, 11 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. It, you look at the ball score. Oh, he had a good game. Chris Paul wasn't involved. He got them things on the fly. Like, for real. All right? But Chris Paul needs to be more involved because it makes the game easier for him and Kevin Durant. It really does. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker playing one-on-one all day. It's been 1-on-1 all day, you know, and DeAndre Ayton, I saw the frustration in him. DeAndre Ayton had 16 rebounds, but he was not getting the ball. That's frustrating. When you are working your tail off, getting all these rebounds, and you don't touch the ball, it was multiple times he had Tim Hardaway and the Jr. in the mismatch, and Devin Booker wasn't passing the ball. So they won the game. I mean, I'm not knocking them for winning the game. I'm just saying that, and this is a third game together, by the way. I'm just saying that they need to put more time in getting Chris Paul involved. When Chris Paul is involved, DeAndre Ayton is involved, and then Kevin Durant and Devin Booker's job is way much easier. And I think his name is Wainwright, or his name, right? Wainwright, I believe. Right? Yeah, he had three clutch threes in the corner.
Yeah, Wainwright.
Former football player, right? By the way, Kyrie, you had him on top of the key. You pulled a three. I'm like, Kyrie, that's a football player. Go to work. All right? And listen, when I used to play outside in the court, and the football player tried to guard me, it's a wrap. It's a wrap, right? But no disrespect to my man, though. He's in the NBA. But all I got to say is those two teams are going to be powerful in the playoffs. Like I said, once Luka and Kyrie figure this thing out, it's gonna be some explosion going on in Dallas. But the Suns, man, they're looking scary, David. Talk to me.
So now you see why I said the Suns should be the favorite?
Oh, yeah. I believe that they should be the favorite, yeah.
I definitely think they should be the favorite, and I think they're going to – I think they are, but I agree with you when you talked about Booker jacking the ball too much. That's my issue with Devin Booker as well. Chris Paul had 7 assists without even really being involved in the game. Just imagine if he was the ball handler and he was actually one distributing the game. This game could have been a blowout. Kevin Durant was 12 of 17 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. 37 points. He only shot the ball 17 times and got 37 points.
He had more than Devin Booker.
Devin, you put up 36, but it took you 25 shots to get there. You had to shoot 8 more times just to get where Kevin Durant at. And you had to make 3 more shots just to get there. And my other issue with the Suns is their bench.
Yeah.
Only one person had double digits, and that's who you named, Wainwright. Yeah. That's the only person. That's because he was 4-5-3. All his buckets came from 3.
Yeah.
No one else really did anything. You had Craig, who had 5 points. TJ Warren had none. Payne had 6. Damian Lee had 3. I mean, no one else is really doing anything. But this offense can be very lethal because you got 3 of the best mid-range shooters in the game. Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and Kevin Durant. All of them can shoot the mid-range at a very high level. Even Chris Paul at his age now, he still can light you up. Booker, you have to be patient. Be patient. I'm telling you, I understand that you want to win, but be patient. Kevin Durant makes it a lot easier for you. Look at how easier he made it for Steph. And how easier Steph made it for him. You got to do the same thing. You're a threat just like he is. You're probably not as big as a threat as KD because it's KD. But look, you was in the finals just a couple years ago. Come on now. You got to be able to play a game while not doing too much. Now, Luka and Kyrie, my goodness. I mean, this could very well, if they play each other in the playoffs, this could be a 7-game series.
Yeah, like, fireworks.
Because, I understand the score was 130 to 126, but they were playing defense. It's not like they weren't trying. They were trying. It's just that you got 4 of the best scorers on the floor at the same time. Two on Dallas with Kyrie and Luka, and then you got 2 with KD and D Book, man. And then, like you said, Christian Wood, 5 of 7 from the field, had 17 points. Hardaway, he had 6 threes that night, 21 points off the bench.
Cooking.
Shout out to Tim Hardaway Jr. That's Tim Hardaway's son. You know, Tim Hardaway used to play for Miami Heat, so I kind of wanted to throw that out there. But come on, man. I mean, I would love to watch this series. So I was excited about that. I think that was a great matchup. I agree with the Luka about him showing too much emotion sometimes when he shouldn't be. Because he did that last year in the playoffs against the Golden State Warriors, too. When he was missing shots, he was just, as a leader, you can't do that, Luka. I understand you're young, but you're the leader of the team. It's not Kyrie. We've seen what Kyrie is as a leader. I love Kyrie. He's my favorite point guard in the league, but Kyrie ain't no leader. You got to be one. So, hey, I'm excited. That was a good game. I can't wait to watch them play again because that was a great game.
I think Kyrie on the court, he does a great job. His body language is good. He's motivated. Like I think he does a good job on the court. Kyrie issues all the off the court stuff, but let me address Carl real quick. I thought he was a college guy. Wainwright played tight end at Baylor. All right, so look that up for me, Carl. And also, I do want to talk about this real quick, David, real quick. Devin Booker and Lucas exchanged the words at the end of the game. So Luka came out and said, don't wait until 3 seconds left to say something, which I agree. And it's deja vu. I remember in the playoffs last year, same thing happened. The Suns went up 3-2, and Devin Booker was falling down, acting like he was hurt, basically mocking Luka. And then what happened? The next 2 games, Luka smacked him. Especially in game seven, outscored your whole squad in the first half. So, Devin Booker, now I understand. Yeah, Carl, I know he played college basketball. I said that he played football. Obviously, in the NBA, you got to play college basketball. All right? So, but anyways, it was light skin scuffle. It's right, Kevin. All right. So, but Luka's right. You wait until 3 seconds to start talking trash, but look, he won. That's cool. And I get it why he's confident. He got KD. I mean, who won't be confident when they got KD behind them? All right. It's like, yeah, man. You talk all this trash and you got your guy that's 7 feet tall behind him. And know that he gonna throw hands if you can't fight. All right. So I get why Booker acting like that, but Luka won't remember that. So I'm marking my calendar. Do they play again? I'm gonna check, but they play in the playoffs. Watch Luka go crazy. But go ahead.
That's gonna be a great series. I hope that happens. I want to see that. That's good. Whether it's the first round or second round, I want that matchup to happen. That to me, that would be the most exciting series.
Could have star power
in the playoffs. Star power. Well, I think that's gonna be the most exciting series. No matter who plays, even if it's like the Bucks and the Celtics or Celtics 76ers, 76ers Bucks, no matter, I think that would be an exciting series. That those two right there, that'd be a great series to watch.
Yeah. Let's get it, man. All right. This been requested. You got people crying about, not crying, I'm just playing. People, you talk about my Sixers. We got y'all on the schedule, man. We got y'all on the schedule. Look at Carl. So literal, bro. Like, he played, though, right? He played football, Carl. Just give it up. Like Jamo said, give it up. Just give it up, Carl. That man bought the stats and all that. Like, come on. He played football. All right. So the Sixers just ended a Bucks 16-game win streak. And obviously, they don't really get mentioned with the Bucks and the Celtics. Don't get mentioned with them at all. So the question is really like, should they be mentioned with those teams? Like, should they be mentioned like one of the favorites to win it all? I think they should, but I understand why they're not. All right. My biggest question mark is, David, is Joel Embiid going to be healthy, man, throughout the whole playoffs? I mean, come on. Like, is he going to be healthy? Can we, like, literally in his whole career, every single playoff, he had an injury, every single one, in 2018. This dude had a fracture in his eye that required surgery in 2018. So he had it with a Batman mask against y'all. Remember that? He came back and they beat y'all 4-1. But he was hurt that whole playoff run. So that's one. Number two, 2019, he had tendonitis in his knee. Then he had a stomach virus. And then he had a respiratory infection. Like, God, dang. 2020, they said after the series, he said, you right, being an Oster. They said after the series, right, that after they got swept by Boston in the first round, he had an ankle injury. But Ben Simmons was hurt that year. Like, Ben Simmons didn't play the whole playoff run. 2021, he had a small lateral meniscus tear in his right knee that he played through against Atlanta. And last year, he had a torn ligament in his right thumb that ended up requiring having surgery on. And he had a fracture in the mouth concussion. Like, this man hurt every single playoff run. But they should be mentioned with them because look at their squad. They got a team, David. Like, we talk about who got the best duos in the NBA. James Harden and Joel Embiid should be mentioned in that conversation. Joel Embiid is, you got the league leader in points playing for your team while having the league leader in assists playing for your team. So they should be mentioned. And then you look at the playoffs, they got people like DeAnthony Melton who plays defense. They got people like PJ Tucker who plays defense. I mean, they should be mentioned. But the whole question mark is Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers on the hot seat. He's still living off that 2008 championship. All right? You got all these players. You got the personnel to be in position to beat these guys. You arguably have the best player on the court, Joel Embiid. At full potential, who says Joel ain't better than Giannis or Jason? Well, I think he's better than Tatum. Right? Who says who's not the best player on the floor when he's the best? You know, so it's all that's the key factor. What is Joel Embiid, will he be healthy? And will Doc Rivers do not get out coached in the playoffs? Because I believe if they don't make it, Joe Reno, the injury like he worked for, all right? If they don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, Doc Rivers, off with your head, with your contract. Hey, Tomo, you're done, son. You out of here, all right? So what you think, David?
I definitely think the Philly should be mentioning it, but – like you said, I understand why. You got two players, one that's always hurt, and one that's inconsistent in the playoffs, James Harden. You mentioned Embiid, so I'm gonna mention James Harden. Now, James Harden has failed in the playoffs multiple times. I think everyone knows that. He's not the only player, but we're talking about James Harden right now. Y'all remember what happened when he played against the Spurs when Manu Ginobili was there? He got a shot blocked, had turnovers in the game. They lost that series. Remember what happened when Damian Lillard was there when he was in Houston with Dwight Howard? What happened? Damian Lillard hit the shot. Goodbye. Out of the playoffs. Then, I mean, the other few times going up against the Warriors, yeah, I understand Warriors is a better team, but hey, you lost. Then in the bubble season, played against LeBron James in the bubble, lost again. Mm-hmm. James Harden is just not winning in the playoffs. So what, he hasn't reached the finals yet in his career, and neither has Joel Embiid. So you're just going to go off of what have you done for me lately? And lately, they have not done anything to get themselves to the NBA Finals. Now, I understand last year, and look, Embiid is the only one that's been hurt either. James Harden's been hurt too. Remember when he was with Brooklyn? He was hurt in the playoffs, and they lost that series against the Bucks. Then, last year with the 76ers, he was hurt against Miami, and we won that series. Embiid was hurt too, but, I mean, we won that series. So they both need to be healthy for one, and they both need to play because I'm not going to worry about Embiid. If Embiid's on the floor, he's going to play his game. Harden has to be able to play his. And then you got Maxey. You got all these other good players on the team. You got Tobias Harris. You got players, and Doc Rivers, you've been known for choking.
Well, we know.
That's you've got one finals championship to your resume, and that's because you had Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, you had James Posey on the team, you had Eddie House. I can go down, I can name the players.
Rasheed Wallace,
you had Kendrick Perkins that was on that team as well, and Rondo. Can't forget about Rondo. So you had a squad, and you have that now. But remember what you did when you had T-Mac? You were up 3-1, and then you lost. Remember what happened when you had Lob City? You were up 3-1, and you lost. You had Kawhi Leonard.
And PG.
At PG. Up 3-1, and you lost. Something's got to give. So we're just going off of history. If we're going off of history, then technically you don't deserve to be there. Now, because of the way you've played this year, yes, you deserve to be in that conversation, but you got to show us something in the playoffs in order for us to give you that. Now, I think I said that the best three teams in the East are Boston, Milwaukee, and the 76ers, and that's been consistent. So it's not like we don't respect you as a team saying that you're not good enough. You are good enough. You just got to show us something when you get there. Now, when you get there and you show us something, hey, all props to you. But until then, you got to show us something. So that's why you're not being put up there right now, because we know what you can do in the regular season. You got to show us when time counts. So until you show us when time counts, you're not going to be in that conversation. You on mute, Joe.
Sorry. The only thing I disagree with you on is James Harden's situation. Now, I look at James Harden. I know we do highlight all the failures, right? But think about, besides that Portland team, every team he lost to was a better team. He lost to the Warriors twice. And he lost to Portland. He lost to the Lakers in the bubble. I mean, they were better. But don't forget, when James Harden's having a bad game 7, he got the game winning block against OKC in the bubble. Also, he led a charge of that Houston Rockets team to come back from 3-1 against Doc Rivers, right? Against Doc Rivers. He did take that Golden State team to the 7 games. Chris Paul got hurt the last 2 games. You got to remember that. Now, we're talking about James Harden being the best player. In this team, he's not. Just Joel Embiid. So we don't need James Harden to be James Harden, for real. We just need you to play smart. That's it. You ain't got to be a hero. Now, there's going to be time when your number is called, like against Milwaukee, when he had to score 38. Like, stuff like that, yeah. Now, one thing they do have on their side is defense. They are a great defensive team this year. You know, especially bringing in D'Anthony Melton. D'Anthony Melton and P.J. Tucker, of course, for the playoffs. That's going to help them a lot. So Doc Rivers is a defensive specialist. So he will keep them in games defensively. The key is offensively. are they going to be able to score points? Are they going to be able to make adjustments? Like somebody said in the comment section. Now, when Doc Rivers is not doing his job and making the key adjustments, that's when Joel Embiid need to show us why he's an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I don't want to hear no excuses on Joel Embiid. We understand your coach is not going to – we understand that. But you still have shooters on the floor. I got rid of what's the name? Can't even think his name. Defensive specialist. I can't even think his name right now. You got – cuz with the Bush. You got rid of him. He can't shoot. But everybody else on the court can shoot, can hit a three, can do something. So when you're on the floor, Joel Embiid, make magic happen. Because you can be considered the best player in the NBA. If Joel Embiid and the Sixers go out and win a championship, Joel Embiid will be the best player in the NBA. People will be saying that. So, Thibault, thank you, Daryl. Hater D, my bad. All right, so I think the Sixers should be mentioned with them, like you said, but hey, man, Joel Embiid, it's on you. I'm watching. Spotlight is on you. So I got on that. Yeah. All right, so our next topic. All right, the New York Knicks, man. Hey, Dave, the New York Knicks looking pretty sweet right now. Looking pretty good. You know, I felt like we should give them some love. You know, like I know we haven't really talked about the Knicks all year, but they're on a 9-game win streak. So, the question is basically, what's their ceiling? I think a second-round team. All right, a second-round team. Now, they do match up with Boston pretty well. They gave Boston problems last year. All right, so every year they do get problems. Now, my question with New York is this: will Julius Randle continue to play this good? Now, look, for the season, the Knicks shoot around like 43% per game, and this 9-game winning streak, they shoot on 51%. Can they keep this up? All right, and Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle are the two highest scoring duo in 2023. They're the two highest scoring duo. They had the most total points than anybody else in the NBA. All right, so will they be able to keep this up? It is 9-game winning streak. He's averaging 29 points a game. Jalen Brunson averaging 27 points a game. You got Emmanuel Quickley who stepped in for Jalen Brunson and started and dropped 38. I mean, but and then also in this stretch, they have the second best rated offense. You know who number one, David?
The Kings.
Who you said who?
The Kings.
Light the green. Light the green. Light the green.
I had to throw it in there for a second. Y'all see the background, right? So, yeah, but they're second in a 9-game winning streak, and they're eighth in defense, so they've been playing great. But I think their ceiling is the second round only because the star power. Jalen Brunson doing his thing. Jalen Brown doing his thing. But am I really going to take them over Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown in a 7-game series? Giannis and them in a 7-game? They match up. They don't match up good at all against the Bucks. If they play the Bucks, they're done. That's it. They do match up well with Cleveland. They match up well with Boston, but I think their biggest mismatch is the Bucks because of their size. Like the Bucks got a lot of size, all right, on their team. But I think that they're gonna be a second round exit. What about you?
As much as I hate to say this, I agree.
Oh, you hate it?
I agree. I don't like the Knicks because they beat us a couple games ago. So this is a little salt. A little salt on the wound right now. So, And then you know how I feel about Miami. I mean, we play the Hawks tonight, so let's go on the two game win streak, Miami, please. But
Miami motivated. They haven't won yet with their new coach, so pay them at the wrong time.
So I also think that they're going to be a second round exit. But that to me also depends on like how you say it, how well is Jalen Randle going to play in the playoffs. That's the thing to me. I want to see what he does in the playoffs. If he's able to play the way he's playing right now, then yes, they have a good chance of making the pass the first round and going to the second round. And it all depends on the matchup as well. They match up well against all the teams that you said. I'm looking at all the other teams that are under them. So they match up well against Brooklyn. I think they could beat Brooklyn in a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
They can beat us in a 7-game series. They've already shown that they can do that. As much as I would root for against them, I'm going to pick my team, of course. But
they could beat you in a 7-game series. I think so too, though.
I think it's possible. They match up well against us, and then we don't have a point guard that can really stop Jalen Brunson doing what he's doing, and then
quick as on.
Yeah, and then Jalen Randle was he's just playing really good. So I got to give him his props. They can beat the Hawks. I mean, any other team below them, I think they can beat in the 7-game series. But I think just like you said, I think there would be an issue. I think they would have some issues in the second round because they could match up against the 76ers, mm-hmm. who has size. They have no one to stop Joel Embiid. So Joel Embiid is going to eat. He's going to eat them alive.
Yeah.
And then you got Giannis and Brook Lopez and Bobby Portis. You're not going to win that. Then you got PJ Tucker. Then you got PJ Tucker with the 76ers. So PJ Tucker's going to be on Julius Randle. He's not going to give him no easy buckets. So, I think that's a second round team. Definitely don't think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'll be shocked if they get there. It'll be well deserved, but yeah, second round exit.
Yeah, see if they because Thibodeau is a defensive coach, so if they bring that defense and the tenacity in the playoffs. See, Jalen, let me read the numbers real quick. Julius Randle last playoff run against the Hawks. Game one, shot 26%. Game two, 31%. Game three, 13%. Game four, 36%. Game five, 38%.
Terrible.
He played horrible that series. The difference is he got Jalen Brunson now. He didn't have Jalen Brunson back then. D. Rose was a second guy back then. But D. Rose is not a pure jump shooter. Like Jalen Brunson is a jump shooter. Like he's a bucket, basically. All right. So he's gonna help him out a lot. Jalen Brunson, we saw him in the playoffs last year. He played pretty good when he was leading the charge against Utah when Luka was out. So they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They can. Because who says they can't beat Philly? I mean, Atlanta beat Philly. We didn't expect that. I mean, it's Doc Rivers. If they match it with Philly, we're going to expect Philly to win, but will Philly actually win? So the New York Knicks can definitely get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they might match up with the Cavaliers right down the second round. You never know. Like, so they can beat the Cavaliers. I will pick the Cavs to win, but I would say the ceiling is the second round. Well, you know what? I would say the ceiling is Eastern Conference Finals because it can happen. I can see it happening. But if I had to put money on it, I would say they're not getting past the second round.
Yeah. I'm talking about putting my money on it.
You said chill, Ben Simmons gone.
Yeah, I'm putting my money on the field when it comes to the after the second round. If I'm putting my money on it, it's the field.
All right, so let's go to our last topic, David. And this one is a big topic because the deadline is tomorrow. All right. Now, obviously, we got two steps out. So, obviously, we got Ravens fans in the Refuse to Lose chat. I want them to come on after the decision is made. All right? Because we already talked about this before. So, we're going to talk about it again. What's going to happen? Like, what are the Ravens going to do? Are they going to give them the non-exclusive franchise tag? Are they going to give them exclusive franchise tag? Are they not going to franchise tag them at all? What's going to be the case? My opinion, I think they're going to give them the exclusive franchise tag. I think they'll be fools to give him the non-exclusive franchise tag. Let me tell you why. A lot of people are saying if they hit him with the non-exclusive franchise tag, they at least get two first-round picks. All right, if somebody matches. Dave, they're getting that if they trade Lamar, period. They don't need a franchise tag to get two first-round picks for Lamar. Forget about two. They might get three and a second and some players for Lamar Jackson. So if they put the non-exclusive on him, that's so stupid, in my opinion, the Ravens. And I don't think the Ravens are a stupid organization. Right? Some organizations we know that make contracts to help others change the whole market. Stupid franchises with the Browns. They call us the Browns, but they wear orange. That's to say how crazy they are. So Carl has left the chat. Now Carl's worried, right? So shout out to Carl, a Ravens fan. So I think they're going to give him the exclusive franchise tag. And I think that Lamar's going to play on it. Lamar's going to sign it. I think next year, I think they're not going to get a deal done. And I think unless Lamar wins the Super Bowl, and then next year comes, they're going to offer him another franchise tag, and guess what? He's going to sign it again. And guess what? Super Bowl win or not, Lamar's gone. Lamar's going to a different team. Because I gave y'all two chances in 2 years to sign me, but you put me on the franchise tag. Lamar's come across as the type of person that's not going to abandon his team. He's going to literally play out this franchise tag situation And I think once they can't franchise tag him no more, he's going to sign his fully guaranteed contract. But guess what? It's going to be way more money than we asked for now because the market's going to keep increasing. So that's my two cents on that. What about you?
So I'm going to say the opposite. I think they're going to give the non-exclusive tag. Now, I think he deserves a contract. He deserves to get the exclusive. But from what I'm hearing, just like Jerry said, they're leaning towards giving him the non-exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that's a terrible idea.
He's gone. That happened.
But, hey, John Lynch, I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening. I know I haven't advocated for Lamar Jackson, but look, we got a championship window right now in San Francisco. I like Trey Lance. I like Brock Purdy. But let's make some moves. If we can get Lamar Jackson, go for it. Go for it. Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Look, any team that wouldn't go, I mean, other than Patrick Mahomes, of course, and, you know, the Ravens, which the Bills with Josh Allen. I get some teams I understand. But if you are Dallas, Washington, San Francisco, any other team in the NFL that's either not in the division, and go after him. It's a non – they're leaning towards giving him a non-exclusive franchise tag. That means any team can match, and they at minimum can get – I'm not holding my breath, Tomo. I'm just, you know, I'm just saying, you know. Hey, Blaze, see, you my guy now. You my guy now. You my guy. You my guy. He will look good with us, you know. So, you know, I would, you know, red and gold. I mean, come on, Lamar. You want a ring, right? We've been to the Super Bowl twice. So, I mean, come on. But seriously, I think this would be a terrible idea. I think you should just give the man the contract. He deserved it. Look at what he's done. You don't win, you don't get far without him. What quarterback in the draft right now is good enough for you? And if you're not going to draft a quarterback now, are you just going to start all over? Because for one, you have no weapons for him. You haven't even given him that. The best you've given him is his tight end. You haven't even given him a player as good as Anquan Boldin. Look what Anquan Boldin did when he had Joe Flacco as his quarterback. You had Anquan Boldin, Jacoby Jones. You had good players, but you're not giving Lamar Jackson that. He's an MVP player, and I think he's better than Joe Flacco, but you're not giving him the same thing that you gave him. And you had a great defense when he was there, because you still had Ray Lewis there, so you had a really good defense. So it's not like the Ravens don't have a good defense. They have a good defense, but you need some weapons to go with your best quarterback. Look at all the quarterbacks in the league. Joe Burrow, he got 3,000-yard receivers on his team. Look at the Dolphins. Look what they did with Tua. Tua hasn't won the MVP. He was on the trajectory this year, but then he got 3 concussions, and, you know, that was it. But you gave him Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and he already had Mike Gesicki there. I think is a good tight end, but he doesn't get the ball as much. And then look at what you gave Josh Allen. You gave him Stephon Diggs. Like, you got to get a man some weapons. DeAndre Hopkins is out there. You got players that are out there that you can give him. Why aren't you doing that? I don't understand. I understand you haven't had a quarterback that good, but you got one now. Take advantage of it, Baltimore. But hey, I think you're going to be stupid and give him the non-exclusive tag. That's just what I think.
See, and also, I'm going to address this right here. If they offer the non-exclusive, don't forget the Jets are still in play. All right, they don't have that guy. The Jets will give him. I think the Jets will offer the guaranteed money. I think they will. You know, so that's the thing. If you do the non-exclusive tag, you have to match what is getting offered to Lamar, which I think people will offer Lamar a contract, and which might end up being more than a daggone exclusive franchise tag. So that's why I'm like, to play it safe, hit him with the exclusive franchise tag. But you're an non-exclusive franchise tag, you open the door up. And if you are willing to let him walk, if somebody bids a high price,
You are tripping.
We'll trade him. You might as well just trade him straight up. So that's all I'm saying. But we're going to see. Time is ticking. Tomorrow's the deadline, David. Oh, yeah. We're going to be in the NFL chat heavy with news, with breaking news. All right? So y'all stay aware. So that's it. All right, let's get some last words in before we do the announcements first. So look, like this video, guys. If you haven't, hit that like button. It's not hard. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Guys, we are over 500 subscribers on the way to 1,000. We got big plans for Refuse to Lose Sports, all right, especially with people in our Refuse to Lose chat. Looking forward to a bright future with everybody in that chat, all right? Also, you can always go back and rewatch this episode. On live on YouTube, we can rewatch it, and we also have we will put this on the podcast platform, so you can download us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, etc. iHeartRadio, any podcast platform, we will be on there. So check us out on Refuse to Lose Sports. Also appreciate y'all for using that comment section. Y'all have been like crazy in the comments, like always. We really appreciate y'all. Y'all keep the show going with all the comments. Y'all really do. We see them, we respond to them. We appreciate it. Yeah, Carl, he played football. It's okay. All right. And then, Dave, let's talk about those IG chats that we have.
So, like Joe said, tomorrow's the day. So, we're going to be in the NFL chat. If you want to get some news about that, then you might want to join the NFL chat because we're going to get it out there quick. And we're going to get it out there before Twitter, before Bleacher Report, before ESPN. So, hey. And we got somebody that's always in the comment section that somebody tried to trick him and say that Lamar Jackson signed someone. And he was like, nah, it wasn't in the chat, so I would have known. So that lets you know how we do things out here. That's how we do things out here. But look, we got NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and WNBA is mixed in with the NBA, so that's pretty much in there. Then you got college basketball, you got college football. Like I said before, I dropped the Brandon Miller video yesterday. So if you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check that out on YouTube, right on the channel. And then college boxing, college football and boxing. We got those two chats as well. Jake Paul took an L. Finally, we got that out there. So he finally took an L. And then there's some other fights coming up soon. And then college football, you know, there's a lot of things going up with the draft coming up. And then the 2024 recruiting, all that class that's ramping up right now. You got Colorado, who got all these transfer portals with Deion Sanders there now. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about in our chats. But the biggest one is the Refuse to Lose chat. We have all the debates in that chat. Pretty much everyone that's in that chat has been on the show, but they're also the ones that you see in the comments most of the time. And you know, they're active in all the other chats. I think more than likely we may have a betting show soon, because that's something that gets talked about in the chat as well. So who knows how that's going to go. March Madness is coming up. We have a Selection Sunday show that's going to come up. That's going to be up here real soon. So look out for that. And then we made this announcement in our Refuse to Lose text chat between, you know, me, Joe, and Tomo. But Thursday is going to be the debut of me doing the Doghouse live on the show. So
I was wondering, where you going with this? Okay, I got you.
So be prepared to see who's going to be in the Doghouse. It could be you.
Oh,
it could be you. So this ain't for me. It ain't just for players. Hey, if you a fan and you saying some wild stuff in the chat, hey, I'm putting you in the Doghouse too until you fix that. But nah. But Thursday I'll be debuting the Doghouse, and sooner or later Tomo's gonna be doing your Dunson live, and Joe's gonna do his top five. Like, hey, look, we bringing you exclusive times, and we over 500 subscribers now, so we feeling good. We know we close. We here. So we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all for everything. But those are the chats.
Yes, sir. And look out for your Dunson video. Be uploaded most likely today or early tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. All right. So let's get this last words. Hey, if you haven't watched the Kings game live, here's your opportunity. We play New Orleans tonight. 10 p.m., I believe, or 10:30, one of them. Listen, it's okay. Take one night and stay up, all right? Just watch this play. Number one offense. Listen, you don't want to miss history. This is the best offense in NBA history. So why are you want to miss this? We're not on TV all the time, y'all. Now, we do play the Knicks this Thursday. That's gonna be a task right there. They're on the win streak. I hope they keep it up, and then we end it. So we play them on ESPN. That's going to be lit. I'm going to a bar for that one in Boston. They hate the Knicks in Boston. So the Kings, light this beam, man. We got New Orleans, light this beam. Brandon Ingram is here. We ready for that dude. And Commanders, listen, man, the draft is coming up. Next month, y'all, April 5th, I think it's April. It's always like around April 16th, April 15th, one of them days. We're going to do a live draft for the first round. But Commanders, non-exclusive tag, jump on it, all right? Jump on it. If they get the non-exclusive tag, jump on Lamar. Jump on it. Daniel Snyder, one thing I like about you, if you want somebody, you go get them. You might pay some crazy people, but if you want somebody, you go get them. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Tom, I want to know who beheaded Jody's jerseys, too, because he got them on deck right there. Right there, he just, boop, got it. Next thing you know, he going to have like 30 beams in the house.
Look, Carl, if that happened, Carl, you might cry in the car.
Hey, Carl, look, it's okay. We want y'all to pay Lamar, but we just don't think y'all will. I'm sorry. Y'all haven't shown anybody to do so. Down 95 style. That's funny. Exactly. That's funny. Hey, John Lynch, I already talked to you. I ain't gonna say nothing to you. Hey, if they put it on
Jimmy G, bro. You might resign him.
Heck no. Hey, John Lynch, if you do that, I'm retiring as a 49er fan. I'm telling you that right now.
I will
put you. Yep, you're done, son. You'll be in the doghouse, my guy. But
you're done, Miami, son. You're done, son.
Miami, get this W tonight. Two game win streak, please. That's all I'm asking for. Two game win streak. We got to do something. I know Kevin Love is out, but come on now. Yeah, do something. Do something, please. Duke, how about that sweep? How about that sweep, Javon? How about that sweep? I see you ain't been in the comments today. You might be a little sick because of the game, but it's all right, man. You lucky. I should have got my broom. But that's sweep. So, Jerry, that's for you. That's for you, my guy. You been in the comments, so you're right. Be here Thursday, Jerry. Just be here Thursday, please. I got a special doghouse for you. Special doghouse. So. That's it for me. I'm feeling good. Let's go, Duke. Championship week, Selection Sunday, coming up.
University puke. All right, y'all. That's all we have for y'all today. And we'll see y'all next episode.
Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.